So my name's Charlie Timms. I am a researcher at Demos, and I'm here in the Hayward Gallery at Look Into My Ideas. I think there are just far too many events that you go to where the talking is very closed. It's based on networks and people who know each other, and you often go to things to network, but it's often, you know, very difficult to do that. And often it's just about exchanging contacts. It's not really about the development of real ideas. So without, you know, thinking that an event that lasts, or an activity that lasts an hour, can set the world to rights, it'd be nice to think that maybe a few people leave with a sense that the idea that they have is something that they can take forward, but also to make a sort of statement, I guess, about, you know, what we should be expecting from these kinds of ideas-led events. It's up to people who are here to exchange whatever they want to with one another, and if they want to stay in touch with each other, then you know, they can give each other their email addresses, maybe even their telephone numbers, if they think it would be of use to them. But that's not something that we're doing. As a think tank, we're not trying to claim any of these ideas, although we are trying to document them in things like this podcast. The session is going to consist of 3 dates, which I am going to marshal people through with the use of helpful, exciting and relaxing music. Each date will last 10 minutes, and then I'll stop them, and then at the end of their exchange, they'll be able to rate how productive they felt that conversation was. And they can do that by placing either a red sticker, an orange sticker, or a green sticker on a wall chart that we have here.
Okay, well, I've come along this evening to the Ideas Exchange not quite knowing what to expect, but because I wanted to organise something which was also based on speed dating, I thought it'd be a good idea to come along and see how it works, if at all. And actually, in spite of, I have to say, a little bit of scepticism and fear, it's been really interesting. For a start, 4 of us sat together and sort of did it like that. So we broke the rules straight away, which made me feel better. And I explained my idea first, and I got really interesting contributions from everybody, including the young boy who stood in for my son for a moment, and so I could gauge what my son's response might be to some of the things I wanted to do. And then Lawrence, another member of the group, gave me a brilliant idea, which I'm not going to share with anybody yet. Just wait until it's published. And Julia as well. So I'm very pleased with it. Definitely a green dot for good idea. When I came in and was given the card and the whole sort of process was explained to me about having an idea, I sort of panicked for a minute because I thought, oh, I've got so many ideas, but they're already kind of in motion. And but with this particular idea, which is basically, how do you write an autobiography? That's what I wanted to. That was my idea. I wanted to write my autobiography, but I didn't want to do it in a kind of standard conventional way, because I think it's kind of, well, can be not boring, but I just wanted to do something different. You know, there's a sense in which, does the market need another autobiography? But so many people have said, well, it's quite an interesting story. So I thought, yeah, I would do it. And there's something also quite cathartic about doing that. So, yeah, really good ideas about how to treat it in a totally different way.
Well, I'm very interested to hear about Joe's project, because Joe is working on something which I can use in my project. So there's a bit of intercourse going on between these creative ideas. My name's Simon Elliott. My project's called The Hill, and it's the first large-scale permanent gallery of total immersion environments, of installations, a bit like a high-end art theme park, where there are no film tie-ins, no cartoons, and yet people are creating environments that you can ride through or walk through or literally engage with dance, film, smell, having your brain read, and that actually creating the visuals. Artists interpreting who we are from a variety of perspectives. And this man has got concepts that we can develop and use within that.
My name is Joe Fairfax. I'm an artist and Nesta Fellow. It's been a real pleasure and a surprise meeting Simon. The chances seem very slim that I'd meet someone like Simon, and it's made the whole evening worthwhile, because there are definite crossovers. I am an artist, and I make sculptural lightings for buildings, unusual lightings, interactive. I've been looking at using the brainwaves to change the lightings within buildings, so it's interactive in that way, it's quite a subtle way. And then also my Nesta Fellowship was to develop immersive virtual reality as a public art form, which is real-time responsive at the high end, the fine art end of graphics, not the normal sort of graphics that you'd associate with virtual reality, so that it's like more like a fine art painting, but one that you're immersed within and responds to your movement.
We did a project called Architecture of the Emotions, where we explored how people express themselves from a felt experience, not just from what they think, in response to built environments. So most of my work is from the felt experience rather than the conscious experience, and it's that I'm particularly interested in drawing people's attention to in this type of gallery.
I've done a series of works which I call animated paintings, which are projections that move slowly and are repeated throughout the day, so that instead of it being a still painting on the wall, it changes over the 8-hour period or whatever it is, in a similar way to that Simon is talking about. That seems to me the only way to construct an image is with that type of respect about the psychological effect that will be taking place, whether we're conscious of it or not. That's taking place all the time, it seems to me. And I'm working on another project with a colleague at Loughborough University, where we're using eye detectors, so that I've made my various sculptural installations.
Painting with your eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic.
Exactly that. Yes, and then we can track where the eyes go over.
We need more intercourse.
Yeah, we need some more green stickers, I think. so we can detect where the eyes have gone and how that corresponds to my initial thinking about what might be happening psychologically to somebody, but actually what really is happening to somebody. And that interface will be probably of interest to both of us.
I came this evening because I know Venu, who was one of the organisers, and my friend Lucy was coming, so I thought I'll come too. And I think what I've been really amused by is how, because it's a little unusual, the format of the evening, everybody comes in and you think, what the hell is going on here? And you think that the instructions are a little bit complicated. And then as soon as proceedings begin, I mean, you just listen. The animation of the conversation is amazing. And actually, I think what we're just being reminded of is how exciting it is to have conversations and to share ideas, which we all know, but we need reminding about, I think. And actually, I also think that particularly in the arts and creative world, there's a real sort of, I'm giving my ideas away kind of thing. And actually, ideas are the things that happen. And I mean, there are all sorts of trite things about, you know, you can't fence knowledge and all of those, you know, you have to give ideas away in order to make them happen. But I don't know, it's just, it's very pleasurable.
My name is Jazino Service. I know it's a little bit of a mouthful. Some people could say Zeno for short, but it's Jazino, pronounced Jazino like the Brazilian footballer, for those of age, Service. I know it's got a ring to it. I like that, almost like Bond, James Bond sort of thing, or Richard Branson sort of thing. And funny enough, mentioning Richard Branson, that's where I'm aiming to replicate that sort of personality, that sort of man. I want to create a big lifestyle / consultancy brand type organization / business. I want to be the first black British billionaire. I have a lot of diverse interests and hobbies. I know that could sound a bit crazy, first black British billionaire, like people think, yeah, but you know, for those who don't know, check out things like The Secret. I'm a deep believer of whatever you can think of or imagine, then you can have it, you know what I'm saying, with the right team, effort, etc., or at least aim for the stars, you'd land on the clouds, you know what I mean? So that's my essence. I've always worked for myself. I've always been entrepreneurial, that hustler type flair and spirit. I've grown up in South London, Brixton. I had a fairly balanced life, a little bit rough with the smooth, but still surviving, still making it happen. Very diverse guy, have a load of interests. I like to no cutting edge people, contemporary ideas, contemporary people. I like pioneers, vanguards, radicals, revolutionists of different genres, markets, and subjects. I like to know what makes us optimally perform, peak performance, what makes us bring the best out of ourselves, what gives maximum potential. And via that, I mean, I've studied sociology, philosophy, anthropology, different forms of science, philosophy, the whole business, entrepreneurship. I love watching particular films, especially true stories. I love reading as well, particular authors. I've also got a little bit caught up in that personal development world, those Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, Bob Proctor, all of those people. A lot of it's good, but, you know, take it with a pinch of salt. Sometimes you can take in too much and that takes the good wind out of you. Do you know what I mean? Even though there is a divine timing to things, but sometimes when you're ready, then everything else will be ready. Do you know what I mean? But if you're looking too outside of yourself, then you can believe all the answers are outside of yourself rather than you can make it happen. Do you know what I'm saying? So that's where I'm at now. I have quite a few ideas. Reason why I'm here, because this actual event tallied with one of my services, which I'm looking to provide, called Creative Ideas Generators. It's a new term for different forms of marketeers or consultants, Creative Ideas Generators. So hopefully that term will pick up. Do you know what I'm saying? In years to come, you'll be like, oh, that's a new term now. You know what I'm saying? Like marketing or marketeers or social entrepreneurship. You know what I'm saying? So Creative Ideas Generators are people who's quite diverse and dynamic, and due to their awareness can sort of, and their understanding of contemporary trends and futuristic trends, they can generate ideas just like that. Do you get what I'm saying? And that's the sort of individuals and other consultants I'm working with, people who's aware of particular trends, quite thorough in their approach to things, business and entrepreneurial minded, and they're the part of the team that's going to help me bring this Creative Ideas Generator as one of my services to the forefront. Yeah, so you're going to hear a lot more about me in the near future. Remember that name, Jazino Service, jservices.co.uk. It's not up and running yet, but maybe by the time you hear this, it will be. So keep checking it out. Keep looking out for me. You'll be hearing and seeing much more of me. I have a few books in me as well, so look out. All right, now, thanks. Peace. Bless.
My name's Rosanna Vitiello. I have enjoyed this evening. When I came in, I was a little nervous, like a first date. You know, lots of chairs and thinking, no one's ever going to talk. But I think it's worked really well. I've got three hits, so to speak. It's worked really well. And to be honest, if it became a regular thing, then I think I'd be happy to come back and meet more people. Because three people, you know, and talking to three interesting people is great. You know, you want to do more every week and see who turns up. I don't know what you think, but I think the interesting thing as well is that you actually find that that you've got things in common with people that maybe you never would think of giving them, of calling them up, for instance, or of interacting with them. But you actually find, oh, you know what, that idea could really work. There could be something we could help each other. So, personally,
ladies and gentlemen, we're about to start.